Welcome, my friends, to a new interview from Cuéntame USA with Moncho Camano. Today, we're speaking with George Axman, I believe, vocalist yes. of the Austrian metal band, metalcore, whatever genre they want to call themselves. You know, I like it or I don't like it, it's metal. So, we got him over there in, I believe, in Austria, which is across the ocean. It's not around the corner. So we got George over there. How you doing, George? What the hell? What's going on?
I'm fine, thanks. It's Sunday. The sun is shining. I'm alone at home. So, yeah.
You're alone at home?
I'm looking forward to this.
You're alone at home?
I'm alone at home. Yeah, my wife and daughter on holidays in Italy.
Wow, well, lucky.
Beach and, yeah, good for them and good for me because now I've got time and there's no interruptions.
Oh, so, yeah. So you got time to do some writing or some music. You got any pets, any dogs or animals around the house? Or you're by yourself? 100%.
I've got a dog and okay. I'm wondering he's not barking because I'm talking.
Oh.
So mostly when someone is talking, he thinks someone enters the house and he starts barking.
Right.
But I guess he's too tired now.
I guess he doesn't know you are a rock star yet. Maybe. No. Maybe.
He doesn't care either.
He doesn't care. All right. So I gotta tell you guys, the first time I heard about Altar of I, which I didn't even say the name of the band, which that's a name, Altar of I. And I heard their last album that came out in March this year. Yeah, it's called Human Resources, and that was the first thing I ever listened to this album. It was it's quite long, 16 songs, I believe, and I really enjoyed it. So it seems like a well-constructed album, nice vocals. Hey, what else can I say? I got in touch with George. He's the vocalist. I think he does writing also. Some of, I don't know if how the percentage of those songs are part of his thinking. So you're going to tell me about that stuff. So the band, George, was founded in 2016. Am I correct with this?
Half
and half.
Like with since we've got the name since Altar of I, because a year before that, some guys came together, started doing music, but they got a different name back then.
Mm.
And they just only played two or three shows, then broke up. And a year later, they decided to come together again and asked me to join as a second vocalist. And Ossie, our drummer, also joined the band back then. Mm. And then we decided to change the name. And since then, it's Altar of I.
Mm.
Yeah.
So were there two vocalists at one time?
Beginning, yes. Yeah. So with the first formation, it was one. Then when I joined, we were two vocalists.
Mm.
But we've got a lot of lineup changes in the first few years. So, yeah, after 2 years, I think I was the only vocalist left.
Hmm.
But it's good. Very fine like it is now.
Yeah,
so
they don't need
any
more.
Very happy with the current lineup. It's all good. And it's getting better and better.
You're not going away. No. So, Ossian Grazer, is his name? Grazer?
Ossian Grazer, yeah.
He's the drummer.
I guess it's hard for you to pronounce the names correctly, of course.
Yeah, I'm going to destroy all of them, so I don't. George is fine. George is okay. I heard the album and the lyrics. That's what it caught my attention the most. Because a lot of metal bands and stuff, they talk about things that sometimes I don't really care too much about. To tell you the truth, maybe I love the music, I love the style, I love everything. Sometimes the lyrics, you know, it's all right. But the band, Altar of I really enjoy their, you know, they have a lot of subjects and social issues that I really like. Yeah. And I agree with a lot of stuff they say. So, you know, so this is a double whammy for me. I like the music and I like what they talk about.
Thanks.
Yeah. So
that goes back to my roots in, let's say, like punk and hardcore.
Hmm.
Because when I first came in touch with heavier music, I also thought like the music of metal.
Hmm.
But I wasn't attracted by the lyrics, just like you. It was just too hollow, let's say.
Yeah.
This is the correct word.
That's the correct word, I believe. Yeah.
Like singing about Dungeons and Dragons and wizards and stuff.
Right.
And so like punk and hardcore was more attractive to me, like with social issues and anti-racist, anti-fascist stuff, all that.
Right.
But then at some point, the music of hardcore and punk got too monotonous, I think. Yeah.
It's limited. So, yeah.
Yeah. And in metal, there's lots more to discover and lots more opportunities to play your instruments. And luckily, there are also other bands who sing about like real serious stuff. So, yeah, I think I try to mix both.
Hmm.
Like the attitude maybe of hardcore punk with those influences, but with the music of metal.
Right.
So that's how it came up, I think.
Yeah, it came out really good. You put out your first EP, I think it was in 2018. It's called Identify. Seven songs?
Identify.
From this album to from the EP to the last album, like you said, there were many changes. Also in music, I guess, if you listen to the first one, that album and the new one. I was going to ask you regarding your vocals, because you have the clean vocals, you have growling, you got scream. Did you ever take any teaching lessons or vocal coach stuff, or everything is just...
I should have. For many years, I thought it would be a good idea.
Yeah.
Just to train my vocal cords a bit more. But no, I never did. It's just like, I'm not so much the person to take like lessons and stuff and train like every day.
Okay.
It's just like doing, you know, like in action, just with the bands, and just try to find out what feels good, where I feel comfortable, and experimenting with the voice. So,
well, yeah, you do a good job. I mean, I have no problems with that. are you a school teacher or something? I read somewhere, I don't know for sure. Maybe it's,
yes,
it's true.
Yes, that's true. Yes.
Okay, that makes sense, because all those, the way they write and about their, you know, all those issues and they talk about social issues, he seems like a well-written person, like he reads a lot of books or fiction, non-fiction, all kinds of books, films, I don't know. Seems like it to me, you know, so.
That's true. I wouldn't say that every teacher reads a lot.
Those are not teachers then. Those are not teachers if they don't read.
I read a lot, and of course that influences my thinking and of course my writing. But in the end, it all comes from the inside, and I think when I read stuff, it just supports my ideas. Sometimes someone writes something that I thought of before, but like they use the right words that I wouldn't come up with, where I would like take an hour to describe,
right,
or even to say it in one sentence. So I'm not afraid to like cite other people's words or paraphrase them,
right?
Because sometimes I find a sentence and think like, that's my starting point, that's what I want to say, what I think, and from there on I write my the other lyrics around it. Sometimes I paraphrase it or turn into the negative meaning. But I'm not afraid to be honest and say like, yeah, there are some parts where I just copied and stole from other people.
Yeah. That's what a lot of everybody does. They just don't want to admit it.
Yeah. Just admit that I came up with these ideas myself, but sometimes it's just the words.
Of course, it's like the Beatles. They just woke up one morning and like, let me start just writing this song. Like they had nothing else. They just came like a miracle, right?
Yeah, they read like Alice in Wonderland and thought, yeah, that's a good story. let's sing about that.
So how many, I was going to ask you regarding the last album that came out, like I said, March, I guess most of those songs were written during the pandemic. Is this right? Or some of them?
Some are even older.
Okay.
Like there may be one or two songs that we already had when we recorded the first EP, but we held them back for the next records. Like I think the song Apple Tree we released like 3 years ago already. Okay. So it was just right at the beginning of COVID. And yeah, that was when we started recording the album. Then we had to take a break and then restart again. In the meantime, we lost the guitar player, lost our rehearsal space, and so on and so forth.
Right.
And teach ourselves to record stuff because our old guitar player did that on the recording process. So that's why it took a lot of time. But yeah, some of the songs or most of the songs were written during COVID, yeah.
I was going to ask you regarding the name, Altar of I. It seems like it has a religious connotation. It seems like to me like you're not in the work and labor to having to pray to any imaginary gods, let's say, or it's like it's yourself. It's like I guess Altar of I is myself. I'm the god, not the god, but I guess there are no other. I don't know. Just explain to me, because I might be confused.
Some people tell me, and I know it, that they say like, grammatically correct would be Altar of me.
Right.
But the I, like, that's why I like the English language, because the I is like a capital letter, because it's so important.
Right.
And it's more like a philosophical aspect of the I, like Sigmund Freud talked about all this old stuff, old works, and like the meta I and whatnot. So that's what I also sing about. Like we created things like religion or artificial intelligence.
Yeah.
And it's just like we are godlike in that sense. So we are able to create stuff like maybe other creatures aren't capable of. And it's like we should embrace ourselves a little bit more and like have more respect for yourself, but also, of course, for others.
Your belief is that here is that this is all we got. What we got here, we're the only ones that, we have to deal with each other and nature, and that's it.
Yeah. So I'm not religious at all.
Okay.
So it's not like of course it's because it should say Altar of God or whatever. So. I'm not believing in any gods.
Right.
So I more of believe in humankind, human beings. And that also means like that we are all responsible for ourselves, for everything that we do. We can't blame it on someone else or something else, like God or whatever.
Right.
It's just like, have a look at ourselves. At yourself, but also everybody else, and just
So we have no excuses.
No excuses.
Don't blame,
Yeah. So then the negative side of it. So like, okay, you can't blame anyone else, but on the other side, like, just see what you're capable of, what we're able to create, all the art and whatnot, and that we can. Like love and share love and do all the good things, like the balance of everything.
Right. So are you worried about AI, like artificial intelligence may take all over the world, like the machines will surpass human intelligence? You know, like become autonomous, and able to make their own decisions or goals or I don't know. I'm worried myself. I don't know.
Yeah. I still think like, I don't think that maybe like in all the Terminator movies that they're taking all over the world. Because it's still us. We program those, this intelligence or whatnot, those computers, those programs.
We just
feed them. Us like influencing that.
We're feeding data. We just keep feeding data, more data, more data.
Yeah.
Right.
But then again, like the human's perspective is missing. So I'm a bit worried that maybe one day like drones are flying above our heads and they see you like walking there to your job or whatever. And the computer says like, we don't need that person anymore. So it's like, it's a bit like, whoa, dystopian.
Right.
But there would be nobody to say like, no, stop that.
Right.
So if we leave it all to the AI, we're losing our control.
Oh man, don't scare me. I believe I'm going to work and there is a drone following me and it's thinking this guy is not productive enough. Let's get rid of this guy. Let's get somebody else. This guy.
Sunday, he could work.
Oh boy. Yeah. So, yeah, your lyrics, they talk about a lot of social issues, politics, capitalism. That's a lot of stuff. Religion, abuse of power, a lot of things they talk about. That's politics, I guess, also. These issues to me are very important, but also they make me, to tell you the truth, George, every time I speak with people regarding all this issue, I get really angry and pissed off. So sometimes because I'm looking for them to agree with me and it's impossible. So sometimes I just give up and just listen to a lot of bullshit that is, especially in the United States, we're going crazy. I don't know where we do it, but I got to the point
perspective, I can say, yeah, you do.
I don't know. This is like, I don't know. It's out of control. I just stop. I listening to the news, but it's not real news anyway. So no matter which TV channel you listen to, it's the same garbage anyway. So I don't know. It gets me to the point that like there's nothing I can do, but that's not the solution, just to give up. Right, George? You got to fight. You got to, you know.
If you say like you look up like the news, read newspapers, because I stopped doing that.
Yeah.
Like I'm just trying to like keep the distance from all this bad news because they also influence us, our thinking, our behavior. So when I read like every day, okay, there are wars going on and there's capitalism and you just have to look at yourself and don't take care of others because other people don't, and the politicians are all corrupt and whatnot.
Right.
Like someday you might believe like, why should it be different then? Why should I take care? Why should I behave differently? So it's like, maybe I should have like look at myself more,
right.
Take care of myself. So this would be I, but in a very egoistic way, like very egocentric. And I think like, that's the media feeding us with only bad stuff. And they make us think that way, and that's why we behave that way.
Yeah.
But they never talk about the good stuff that's happening.
It's true. Yeah.
And the good stuff is actually happening out there. But you have to get that information for yourself, by yourself.
Right.
That's very hard sometimes because all they show us is the negative stuff.
Yeah, I guess.
All the murder and whatnot. Yeah. Because only because some guy kills his family, why should I? Just like, okay, that's bad, but let's talk about all the good guys out there.
Yeah, it's the same thing here. And I don't know in Austria how TV is, but in the United States, I don't know. I got up this morning, I usually turn on the TV just to have somebody to talk to me, but I'm not paying much attention, but it's always the same. Car accidents, police shootings, subway murders, and the weather, and that's about it every day. Yeah. And some stupid thing that they talk like 2 minutes about the war, maybe 2 minutes. I don't know, not even 2 minutes, maybe 60 minutes, yeah, about seconds about the war in Ukraine, but very, very light stuff. And then they go back to the murders and regular murders and stuff. So it's like, I don't know. Just the weather.
To start the day like that.
Yeah, every day.
You're waking up and it's all like, why should I even like live on or do anything?
Why should I be like, more productive? Yeah, this corporation is killing me. I don't know. Yeah. I don't.
So of course, there are a lot of stuff we should know about, we should be interested in. But it's like, I know that stuff is happening. Yeah. But it doesn't change anything for me, like getting like fed up with all that information.
Yeah.
Because I want to go out and be happy. I want to be a happy person and smiling, right, and be nice to others and don't think like, oh, this could be a terrorist. He could kill me, or she's like whatever, talking behind my back. It's just like,
yeah,
maybe most of them are all right.
I know.
Because I think they are.
Like, I think the biggest word in here in the United States is fear. They fear everybody. Yeah. Everybody fears each other for some reason. So that's what they put in our heads. Fear, fear, fear. Oh, okay.
I think fear might be the word that comes up most in our album.
Yeah, right.
Because like, that's a very good political method, right? Or to teach someone, to teach a child, whatever, you should be afraid and so do this and that. And that's why we chose the Wendigo as a cover motif, because it stands for fear.
Right.
And it's like from very early on, we teach our children, like, you should be afraid of this and that. And yeah, that's not good. Yeah. Look out, watch out, and see how the world is. Yeah.
Yeah.
How everything is working, and it works with fear, and that's not a good thing.
Not a good thing. There is a song that I really love from the album. It's called Beauty Beast. It's like a little departure from the other songs. I don't know. There's a female singer there. Very young, it thing seems like. Anja Sattler? Sattler is her name?
Anja Sattler, yeah.
Yeah, she's quite young, but it's a great song. It's very melodic. It has piano and some touches that I really love. It's a lot of... How do you get in touch with Anja? Did you know her before, or any of your other members knew her? How did
She's from the same town.
Okay.
First of all, and our drummer also plays drums in her band.
Okay.
They play like grunge and emotional rock, that kind of stuff. And yeah, he just came up with that idea to try her out, because we thought it would be nice to have a female singer, especially in this song.
Right.
And then she arrived and just started singing. It was like with the broken voice.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, especially because it's not perfect, like the way she's singing,
right,
is perfect sound for that song, what the song is about. It's like, yeah, that was it. She was like, I'm going to try again. We were like, that's perfect.
That's good enough.
Stop here. That's recorded. We take this one.
Yeah, it came out really good. I really enjoyed that song. You were from Klagenfurt? Klagenfurt? Yes. Is that where you were born? Is that it's not a small city, right? It's like in the southern part of Austria. It's a lake. Yes,
it's a very small city, but for like in comparison for Austria, it's one of the bigger cities.
Yeah.
But in comparison to like American cities, it's like a village.
Yeah, yeah.
But I was born in Vienna, actually.
Okay.
But yeah, I spent like all of my life in Carinthia,
Carinthia, that's the province? Is that the province, Carinthia?
Like a state.
Like a state. Yeah.
Yeah, like Austria has got 9 states.
Okay.
Klagenfurt is the capital city of Carinthia.
Oh, I saw some photos and stuff of the city. It looks really cool.
from an outside perspective. But yeah,
if you don't get too close.
I really do understand, because sometimes I just talked to a colleague a few days ago, like, when you go to some other place, it always looks beautiful and nice and all that. But here we know everything. It's just like we see everything that's missing. Okay. That's not here.
So you're looking for the bad stuff, like in the news. You're looking for the... You
know. But then again, I have to remind myself, okay, we've got the lakes, we've got a lot of nature, right. A lot of green. I just can walk straight out of the door, go for a walk with my dog.
Right.
So there are many nice parts about this town, but... Like culturally, it's dying out.
It's dying out. Is there a lot of clubs, a lot of venues, music venues? No?
We had some more, but they all have to close. Okay. So they get no financial support from the government, because they only support mainstream stuff. So maybe clubs that play like drum bass or whatever folk music. But not the interesting folk music, the more mainstream stuff and all the other like alternative non-mainstream locations, pubs and clubs have to close the doors, which is very sad.
So yeah. for you guys, there are no many places around your area where you can play? I'm just thinking.
No, because one of the good ones just had to close the doors. Like 1 month ago, we played two more shows there in the end. So now everything that we've got is a youth center here, which is a good one, but very small one. Very kind, nice people. It's very nice to play there, but it's very small. So you couldn't even get a bigger band to Klagenfurt, because there would be no place to have them play. Yeah.
So all those big... bands, they don't go to your city, like those mainstream bands? Did they ever make it there or no?
Maybe a few mainstream bands. We've got a stadium here, a football stadium. They did play some bands. Like, I think this year we have Sting and Depeche Mode playing here.
Oh, okay.
But last year Rammstein played here.
Oh, okay.
But like, it's a stadium, you know, it's a very used
soccer
place.
Stadium, yeah.
Yeah, soccer stadium. So, yeah, besides that, we did have some cool bands, like maybe 10, 15 years ago, because we had some more locations and clubs to play at, like many American metalcore bands, like Osho Parish, Terror, Wars of Jericho, those kind of bands. But yeah, that's all stopped. Sadly, so if you want to go to a bigger show, you have to go to Graz or Vienna. Austria is still a very small country, so it's not that far.
Everything is close to each other, I guess. It's not you can travel the whole country in what, a couple in one day? One day. One day.
Yeah, from the east to the west, it's the longest way, and I guess it would take maybe half a day.
That's cool. It's not like the United States. It's, you drive and drive and drive. You never never ends.
For us, America is more like a continent than a state.
Yeah, it's the continent. I don't know. Austria, for being a small country, is like there's a lot of culture there. It's not like it's a lot of musicians and. Even soccer players. There is one that plays in Real Madrid that I know of. He's from Austria. Alaba, whatever his name is.
He's maybe like the most famous one.
There is another song that I really love. I love songs where there are a lot of female participants. I don't know. Apple Tree, I think came out in 2020. And the Hori Gori, the instrument caught my attention also. I know a lot of bands, they use it, but they're not the death metal bands, not really that much, or metal bands. So... that one was also something different that from them, and especially that video. The first thing you see is that big tower, and They are all over there, all the way up there. I don't know how many meters or feet.
I don't know the exact amount of meters, but of what I've heard, it's the tallest, biggest wooden tower in the world. Something like that. So.
Oh, it's wooden tower. It's wood.
Taken care of it, like maybe we broke a world record there or whatever.
So it's maybe. It's not made of concrete, George. It's wood.
It's wood and metal.
Wood and metal. Oh.
Yeah. And yeah, it's just our former guitar player just called the mayor from that village or whatever.
Right.
He said, like, yeah, why not? Just do it. It's okay.
Don't break anything.
So it's just like use it. And it was closed because of COVID.
Oh,
okay. So they said, like, okay, you've got all the time that you need, just come, you get the tower and everything. But the day before we wanted to film, they opened it again for the public.
Hmm.
So when we were there, there were like hundreds of people also up on the tower. So we have had to reshoot everything again.
Hmm.
And yeah, that was kind of trouble. But yeah, we managed to finish it. And
is that an elevator to go carry your stuff? It's got to be. Not going to go steps going up, I guess.
There was an elevator. We also used like the stairs. But yeah, there was an elevator.
It's very cool, that video. I was like surprised. I thought they need a license to do this shooting, I guess. They're not just going to show up with their stuff. So it's a really cool cool video. So what are your plans for this year? Because I know you probably got a lot of songs. There were 16 songs, but I'm pretty sure you got more stuff and you're working on other new projects. I don't know. I don't know if are you playing any shows this year? Are you setting up stuff? Or are you working on a new album? I just don't know. You're going to tell
shows,
me.
Shows, yeah. Already played some.
Right.
And we're going to play a show next weekend.
Okay.
And also again, like in the end of June for a biker club where it's more like a private concert.
Okay.
And yeah, hopefully there are going to be more shows this year. And slowly but surely we are starting to work on new stuff. There are already two songs in the works, but we're like, okay, let's do this. Okay, let's start working on new stuff because it's just fun. We're very creative. We've got a lot of ideas. We like doing that, but we still want to focus on the album, of course, play live as much as possible.
Hmm.
There's going to be more coming up, yeah.
Okay. Do you guys follow like strict rules? I guess you don't regarding music, or just you got a lot of you have a lot of room to experiment. It's like you follow some guides for your music at all, or do you get along with each other? Like you know, who decides how to do it?
Everybody in the band now writes songs or adds some ideas, and maybe that's one reason why we have so many different sounds and genres. But it's also just like from the very beginning of the band, we knew like we're not like just this or that.
Mm-hmm.
So we just said like, okay, we like this too, and we also like to play this or try this out. So like you said before, you could name it like whatever you want,
right?
And you like it or not, but it's just in the beginning we said like we're just a metal band. Right. We use everything that we find in metal that we like.
Right.
There are also like very quiet moments, very atmospheric moments or progressive moments in metal.
Yes.
And when it feels good to us, we're just going to use it. Mm. Of course, we look at it and see like, does it still fit our Tower of Eyes somehow? Or is it maybe too different? Then it takes maybe 2 or 3 years and then we're like, now it fits our Tower of Eyes because we've changed.
Right.
So maybe at one point it's like, it's too different. We can't use that. We can't play that. And then a few years later, like, okay, now it fits. So now it's okay. So yeah, I think this is our thing, not to play just one, just go one direction. It's just like to try everything out. And if it feels good,
okay,
we're going to use it. Yeah.
Do you have your own recording studio at your house, George? You got some little studio there where you do your
studio? Wouldn't be like, yeah, studio sounds.
You wouldn't call it
far off. It's just like a space.
Okay.
Where we practice, and yeah, we've got the equipment to record, and we recorded the album ourselves and send it to someone to master it. So yeah, not like a professional studio.
Okay.
Not like that. But we're able to record our stuff ourselves.
That's a bad review regarding the band or your album, the last album. Does it change your let's say emotional stability, or really you don't really affects it doesn't affect much your way of thinking of doing things?
Of course, when we get a bad review, and we did get some, not like very, very bad, but there were some aspects mentioned where we had to talk about it. We're like, okay, is this guy right about it or not? Is this just this guy's opinion? Because in one review, it said like, yeah, we got some punk and grunge and whatever influences. And it's just like, not really. Maybe in one moment, but it never said that we are a metal band.
Right.
So I thought like when I would read this review, I wouldn't think this is a metal band this guy talks about. And he just talked about like all the negative stuff he didn't like.
Right.
So for ourselves, we can say, okay, this is a very subjective review. We don't have to take too much care of that. But sometimes there are aspects where we are like, maybe they are right. We can consider, or maybe we will consider it the next time with the next record. Maybe change some stuff here and there. But mostly it's stuff we already thought of ourselves. And there are many people who have problems that it got so many songs.
16. Yeah, some are a little short. They're not that long. Just to, if you count them, you know. I'm talking. Yeah. It's not, for me, it wasn't that long. I don't know. I mean,
it was like some guys think like or write about in their reviews is like, there are two or three interludes or instrumental. It's just like to prolong the album or whatever. We're like, it's still got like 12 regular songs.
Right.
So we didn't have to like use fillers to prolong it.
Right.
Because it's still an hour of music.
Right.
And that's what what he talked about. And that's why we got some points like, less or whatever. It's just like, why not talk about the rest of the album?
Right.
Why just pick those one or two things and like pinpoint it, like, I don't like that.
Yeah. What about the other 40 minutes? So 50 minutes. Yeah. Well, they don't, they're not there.
Yeah. Because I just listened to the latest Soilwork album. It's got like 14 songs.
Yeah.
Nobody talks about that. It's like, it's too much or whatever. Or the last on the album. It's album. Or whatever, it's just like, they've got many ideas and just wanted to use everything.
Yeah.
Everybody's like, hyped and all that. And we as a small band do it, and it's like,
You're right. Yeah. So, like I said, I had no idea about the band. I came across, I don't know, I don't even know if it was a spider. I have no idea. You listen to so much stuff, I forget. And, I enjoy the lyrics a lot. The music I do also, but the two together make a nice package for me to listen to. So, you know, I would suggest to, for people that really enjoy, just not just music, but the way of thinking, it makes a big difference to me, you know? there are a lot of bands that I enjoy, but some of them I enjoy most, some I don't, because of what they talk about, it's not that important for me. So, you know.
That's the same for me, because there are sometimes cool bands who play great music.
Yeah.
And it's very enjoyable listening to them.
Yeah.
But they've got that extra thing. Yeah. When you're very charismatic people or whatever, when you read interviews about them, you think like, ah, I like their way of thinking.
Yeah.
I like their attitude or what they sing about, what they talk about. Then maybe one of those bands get one of my favorite bands, you know?
Yeah.
Like, there's a difference between like, yeah, they are a great band. They're like one of my favorites.
Yeah.
It's just the human aspect, I think.
Yeah, it is. Sometimes the best thing is not to understand what they're talking about. Like for me, when I was younger, I cannot even speak English now. So, but before I wouldn't speak at all. So, listening to those bands from the 70s, 80s, Deep Purple, or I don't know, even Black Sabbath, something. I really enjoyed them better before. Some of those songs. After I started understanding what they're talking about, there was like meaningless to me. But the music was still good.
Black Sabbath did have political songs.
Yeah, yeah. Then a lot of them.
What I didn't like first with some bands was the using too much metaphors.
Yeah.
Because from punk and hardcore, I was used to like just say it straight.
Yeah.
When you think, just say it like
that's the
fuck you and fuck the system, fuck Bush and whatever.
That's, just you like, know,
okay, I get this one.
That was my favorite stuff, you know, the hardcore bands. I don't know, the Death Kennedys.
Yeah, everybody
stuff.
Understands it. It's just fuck everything.
Just say what you think. Don't just go around and start hiding stuff. Just say it.
but then it changed with time, because now looking back, reading all my lyrics that I wrote like more than 20 years ago, I see like I'm still writing about the same stuff.
Yeah.
So it's just like that's what I think about most, but I just write about it differently.
Right.
That's where I think I started using a lot of metaphors or other symbols or motives. But in the end, it's all about the same stuff, I think. So I haven't changed over the last like 30 years or so.
Yeah. Well,
just use different words for the same thing.
Yeah. Well, I just hope you keep doing what you're doing and the band also, you know. I'll keep listening to you guys from now on, you know.
And I keep watching your videos. Take more time for that.
Hopefully George will still have the same ideas. Nothing will happen to his brain. We'll still work right. And he's a teacher.
Just think positive, right?
Positive
mental attitude.
Yeah, you know.
Keep the negative stuff away.
That's what I'm trying to do. It's been a pleasure talking to George. I guess the best thing to do is to listen to the music, to the band's records. I guess Bandcamp will be the best. I don't know. You tell me.
I think we've got everything on Spotify.
Yeah.
I don't know too much about Bandcamp.
Okay.
I don't even have a Spotify account, but my bandmates told me everything's on Spotify.
Yeah, it is.
And of course, our videos are all on YouTube and also the album
through
the label site. So yeah, you can find everything there.
Yeah, there's a bunch of... you can listen to the whole album. Yeah, Wendigat, that's a good song. Wendigat, listen to that song. That's a good so many good songs. So I just want to wish them all the best, you know.
Thank you.
They deserve it. That's my opinion, if it counts.
Thank you.
So keep making good music. And keep that wearing that t-shirt. George, I love that t-shirt. No, that one too. I was talking about the other one you have. The fight against racism.
Fight against racism.
I keep an eye on all that stuff, you know?
I got some bad words for that. yeah. from some like true metal fans. They were like, metal shouldn't be political, whatever. It's just like, you don't know anything.
That's right.
You've never heard To Nape and Death or whatever. If you think like metal and politics are two different parachutes, like, you don't know anything.
Like metal is in another world. It's another, it's still part of every, of living, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I enjoy that. So I want to wish George the best and the band also. And this is my last interview of the season, guys. I'll be back in July. And like I always say, if you want to watch the videos, at least watch 5 minutes and listen to the the band. Don't listen to me. Just listen to what they say. You don't have to listen to what I say. It makes what I say is not important. What they say is what's important. So, thank you and see you again next week. And thanks, George, for showing up. You have a wonderful day.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you.